if he's a native or a white man. It's just a name. In Arabic, it means...
Tashwish on 96.2 FM, or an excerpt from a track produced by Tashwish. Tashwish is also the name of your collaboration with the famous Kronos Quartet.
Yes.
From a few years, from last year, sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
I've listened to that album so many times and to that particular track so many times that I feel I've had it for years. But in fact, this album came out in 2009.
Yeah.
And you have a track on it called Tashwish. Is there any correlation between the fact that this track is called Tashwish and your new band is called Tashwish?
Not really.
Is this, no?
Not really. We actually struggled. We really liked the name. We really liked the name, and we thought it really reflected what kind of work we're doing.
Approach,
you know?
Yeah.
The only thing that was holding us back was the fact that there was a track under our previous group that, you know, and we struggled with that for a while. Then we thought it didn't actually matter. At the end of the day, it really works for what we do, so we went ahead with it.
Well, sorry, I would just like to pick up on something you said while speaking about this formation, that you jam or play like a band.
Yeah.
But I would like to say, because from the few excerpts that I have seen also, that I just want the people not to avoid the confusion of this... from what I've seen, you are not in a relationship, just guys doing sound and people doing visuals and like the very silly, stupid DJ, VJ stuff that we have recently seen. Like it's beyond this.
It's more elaborate.
Yes, much more. And actually, here, and what I saw in this video was also a very original and personal ways of working the image, and also several sources of influence coming from old Arabic cinema, old documentaries, old found footages, like you worked with the hip-hop sounds.
Exactly,
in a way.
Precisely.
And also an influence coming from cinema, like from the Russian cinema, from old Russian cinema, from very good... movies that and moments in the history of cinema that show that there is also an acknowledgement of the medium of cinematographic medium and also the video medium. So here I have a question for you, Rawan. Can you tell us a little bit how you work on the image inside Tashwish and how you deal also with sound as
okay.
the...
I think it's, with Tashwish we see it very much as a kind of relationship between video and sound. So I don't even like to say visuals as much, because I think now visuals begin
yes,
to connote.
Sorry. Yes.
No. I know, but in a sense, what we're thinking of this group is really, for us at least, is kind of pushing these performances, kind of with audio and video, into a different kind of space, into a different kind of level. So it's not just contained within a kind of music venue or something, but really developing it, because we saw, I think for the first time, we saw Tashwish like bringing together like the different work that we do and the different interests that we do. And a lot of my background is actually in film.
Mm-hmm.
And I also kind of make film and work on stuff like that. So I think that's definitely influencing this kind of... the work that we're doing now, but I think the most important thing is the relationship to the sound, to the music, and And for me, what's very significant is that there's a there's an interpretation of the music on multiple levels.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's also, I mean, the what would be the very basic thing is the kind of rhythm,
mm-hmm.
and sure. And the melody. But then there's also a kind of conceptual or a kind of narrative interpretation of the music, which is that's where I spent kind of the most mm-hmm. Time developing. And then what's very interesting is that once you start working with the video and the sound, it also takes the sound to other places.
Yeah.
And it can complexify the sound.
Yeah, great.
So this kind of synergy is very interesting. So it's not just about, okay, the video follows the sound, but it's a kind of continual kind of back and forth.
It's a very close collaboration, actually. Yeah. You move and you build up together,
yes,
actually.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And for me, I think a lot of our work, no matter how kind of experimental it is or stuff, there's still a kind of narrative base, and I think maybe that's why I use a lot of scenes from different cinematic moments,
mm-hmm.
Even if they're very abstract kind of narrative threads that are being put mm-hmm. together. I think this is quite significant because there's also something you're trying to express.
Yeah.
So. In a sense, sometimes it can be just a thought, or it can be a kind of dialogue that you're trying to have with the audience about something that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But it's done. What trying to do is to do it in a kind of maybe more subtle way, or to kind of avoid kind of typical imagery, which is difficult sometimes when you work with Arab cinema.
Sure,
it's difficult
sure.
how you treat that.
Yeah, exactly.
Same with music, obviously.
Yeah, because we it's a big burden to use things from our own culture,
yes,
and not
yes.
to take them further.
Yes.
Of course.
Or that you have to appropriate them very
yes,
well.
Yes.
And then you can take them to another place.
Yes, exactly.
And what with this project, and this is what I was also very positive and happy about, is that the references are being taken elsewhere.
Yes, exactly.
And I really feel it and see it. And this process of layering
you
use between
yeah.
like cinema
yeah.
from elsewhere
yes.
and cinema from here, like totally
yes. Yes.
blurs the boundaries in a very
yeah.
positive way.
I think that's one of the most significant things about my work is this process of layering. And then this process of layering is kind of almost bringing together different spaces,
mm-hmm.
and also a lot of time different
yeah.
times.
Yeah.
And creating these kind of connections sometimes, and sometimes disjunctures.
Mm.
So for me, it's really about the kind of density of the image a lot of the times.
Mm. Yeah.
So and sometimes stripping it and then adding to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're kind of confronted with the same problem that we have when we speak with you, Tarek, which is that the visual element of your music is not here. It's very present. It's very important. It's
true.
As important as the music, but it's not here. So in the case of Rawan and Basil and Tashrish, it's even more present. And in my case, I'm extremely frustrated at present. But I can content myself with the installation that's being shown presently.
No, you can
or
go
you can
on
go
the
to
internet.
Tashrish.com.
Tashrish.com.
Okay, tell me more about that. Slowly.
Well, basically, on the website right now, we just have 3 minutes and a half of a video that has different snippets.
Okay.
Of the kind of work we do. Basically, we're developing more like single videos now, but it's more like a demo of what Tashrish is about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's www.tashweesh.com.
Exactly.
Okay, for more on that. I think what we're going to do right now is listen to you, Basil.
Yeah, I'm going to play a couple of tracks.
You're going to perform a couple of tracks on your laptop here.
Yeah, I'm basically DJing my music. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
I think that's
okay.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll give like snippets, and then when I find it boring, I'll switch to the next track.
Please do not diminish the importance of what you're doing right
no,
now.
No, no, no. I won't.
Stop immediately. Okay.
And start playing, please. Thank you.
حملوا أسلحتهم وأخذوا يقطعون الصحاري والوديان والجبال حتى وصلوا إلى غابة كثيفة لم يصلها إنسان من قبل.
We look upon the walls of old Jerusalem, walls which have been destroyed and rebuilt many times. There is a modern Jerusalem with many fine buildings and splendid streets and boulevards. But on this visit, our interests lie within the old city, and here we shall devote all our time. At the Jaffa Gate, an officer directs a strange assortment of traffic. No vehicles are permitted within the walled city, so all trucking must be done on the backs of animals or men. Upon the walls of old Jerusalem, walls which had been destroyed and rebuilt many times. There is a modern Jerusalem with many fine buildings and splendid streets and boulevards, but on this visit our interests lie within the old city, and here we shall devote all our time. At the Jaffa Gate, an officer...
Not want to fade it out. Why are you making me fade it out? Thank you very much. This
You're welcome.
Brilliant.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks
this
a lot.
This was great. Thanks.
Yeah, wow. Very, very cool.
Bassel Abbas, ex-musicien au sein du trio Ramallah Underground, à présent avec le groupe Tashwish, live sur les ondes de Radio Liban 96.2 FM, en compagnie de sa collègue Rawan Abourahmi. Tarek Atoui. Était aussi là avec nous dans le studio de Radio Liban. Merci à vous trois.
Merci à toi, Ziad.
Basil, what does the future hold for Tashwish? Tell us about your future plans.
Well, we have our first show, actually, as a full performance as Tashwish on the 3rd of May in Nablus, which is part of the Palestine Literature Festival. And then we have some shows in Edinburgh and in Glasgow, and a couple in Copenhagen in summer.
Sounds great.
And then we hope to come back after summer and work on some kind of material to release, or hopefully work on coming into the Lebanon, Syria, everywhere around us to perform, which is
I really hope so.
Quite important.
Yes, very very important.
Important indeed, yeah. And feasible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Should be. I mean,
hopefully. I hope. Yeah. Yes, that mobility in this region will become easier.
Yeah,
honestly.
Definitely. That's very important.
I really hope there is a lot to gain from sharing and from knowing what is
of
happening.
Course.
I am
course.
Really happy to see that this is happening not far from here, and it has its place worldwide among the things that are happening.
Of course, yeah, it's very
so
important.
So it is pushing many messages forward and giving quality to them. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much, all three of you. Thanks to Fadi Tabal, who sound engineered this program. Merci de votre écoute. C'était Rupture sur les ondes de Radio Liban, 96.2 FM. Une émission présentée tous les vendredis, samedis et lundis, entre 20h et 21h. Lundi prochain, le 3 mai 2010, nous accueillons le musicien libanais Osman Arabi sur les ondes de Radio Liban 96.2 FM en interview, en concert, enfin mini-concert, mini-performance live dans les studios. Voici un morceau de Osman Arabi enregistré avec le groupe Court Circuit. À très bientôt.
نساء الله وكل الوالدين مني واللي في خدمتي وطاعتي هو وحدي. انا كنت غني قوي، ربنا سعدت البيه، امنت، صدقت، اتخدعت، خدعوني اللي سبتني لنفسي وقصتهم على نفسي. المفروض محدش يتجاهلني، المفروض تعاملوني معامله الله. المفروض محدش يتجاهلني، المفروض تعاملوني معاملة الله.